Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Reindeer up on the roof.
I know you hear them.
Reindeer clicking their hooves.
Can't wait to hear them. Every Christmas they bring Santa here. Every Christmas every year.
Guess what?
It's Friday.
Friday the 13th.
You know what happens next?
No, not that.
I'm talking about
this weekend.
Are you ready for this?
Come on, I'm ready.
Are you ready for it?
Are you truly ready?
Yes.
I'm ready already.
Ready for the weekend.
Best weekend ever.
Yes, we get this party started.
We gotta get this party started.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
I'm your ice cream man. Bob me when I'm passing by.
National Ice Cream Day.
I'm your ice cream man.
Like an ice cream truck.
Yep.
I get it.
A little Scott Joplin for you.
I got it. I was like, what video game is this that I played? Because it sounds really familiar.
This is not the soundtrack of the summer in your neighborhood? Wow.
No. Do they play that song?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, all the
My
time.
My gosh, do they.
Okay. Well, welcome to the morning show. It's 5:39. Kev, I don't have it as National Ice Cream Day. I have National Cocoa Day.
Ooh.
Maybe how embarrassing.
No, everything I've seen, it's National Ice Cream Day. Yeah.
Okay. Everything you've seen?
Everything
it's
I've
also,
seen. On nationaltoday.com.
No, National Cocoa Day and National Pick a Pathologist Day.
Oh, that's one of mine. Yep.
As you do. As you do.
I got my pathologist dartboard out. I'm ready to pick one.
Okay. So a couple days ago in the office, they moved desks around, and there's this big open space now right outside our office that's going to be, what, like the fun and games department or something?
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Yes. Yeah, man, we already got floor darts.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to poke your eye out. That's all I'm going to say. Someone's going to get injured with those darts. They're sharp.
I think your feet are at more peril right now than your eyes because the dartboard is on the floor.
I think the wall is at more peril.
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys kidding? This is real?
No, there's a dartboard
cool
right
lighting.
Out there.
Oh, I'm like terrible bit. I got to go check it out.
There's a dartboard and I feel like I would miss and just hit the wall.
I got to look at it. I don't know. I keep hearing about a foosball table. Fine. I want a ping pong table.
Yeah.
So badly.
There's so much room you could fit a ping pong table easily in there.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Foosball's exciting for about 5 seconds.
I agree. No one like, yeah. I mean, no, it's fun. Listen, the last thing I need is all the foosball people calling in and texting. I know how you guys get, and I just want to say that I'm sorry. But a ping pong table, I think, would just, man, it would make me much happier
only
on a regular
because
basis.
You're really good at it.
I'm not. I'm good at it because I'm bad at other things. So it is the sport that I'm best at, but I'm not. All right, I'm pretty good. I am pretty good. We should do it.
Yeah.
You know, on the ping pong note, I have a friend who actually has a ping pong table signed by Neil Diamond.
What?
Because apparently, in Neil Diamond's rider, he always wanted a ping pong table at his concert so he could play ping pong, you know, backstage. And
just to be clear, he wanted the ping pong table so that he could play ping pong.
That's right.
Ping pong.
So, I guess years ago, her family knew the people who, you know, provided the ping pong table. They had it signed by Neil, and she's got it in her basement.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
How have you not bought that off of her? You're the biggest Neil Diamond fan ever.
Don't have the space.
Oh.
Yeah. And you do it
work. Let's get the Neil Diamond one in here. Are you kidding? We've got all these autographed guitars and stuff. It would make perfect sense.
Oh. What if you sell some more of those dolls that you have? G.I. Joe
action figures, Jen.
Dolls, and you could make some room because you have tons of cake. Like Kevin, okay, we've still never been invited over to his house, but he has tons of cases downstairs that encase his G.I. Joe dolls. Right. Mm-hmm. And he sold so many of them that they were able to pay for refinishing their basement.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was nice. You know,
he was the seventh.
Maybe it's time to pay for more to get that table.
Yeah, no kidding.
Seventh most collector of G.I. Joes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started on the show, I thought they were just putting that out as like a random joke. But it's the truth.
It's verified. Yes. I'm glad I didn't know that when I started the show. I would have been so intimidated coming to work every day. But you're just so down to earth, so it makes it much easier.
All right, today, $10,000 holiday shopping spree happening at West County Center, presented by First Community, and Paul Cook is going to be out there in just a few short hours getting you registered. 10 last chance qualifiers today, and then Santa is drawing from the 100 qualifiers just before 2, 98 minutes to run around and spend 10 grand. Tim and I are going to be out there this afternoon. And then immediately following, we pack up and head out to Gravois Bluffs. And
yeah, we do.
Start collecting bikes for Tykes.
Bikes for Tykes will be out there with the Marines. It starts at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. today, and then everyone's out there all weekend. Mm-hmm. It ends at, I believe, 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, 48 hours.
We'll be out there Saturday and Sunday. A lot of the team here at Entercom St. Louis will be out there all weekend. So, you know, even if you're out with the family, obviously people are running around. It's a crazy weekend. If you're anywhere in the area, Gravois Bluffs, come out, bring a bike. There's a Target, a Walmart. There's everything else right out there. Mm-hmm. Go pick one up. Bring it over. It goes a long way. It's for kids who otherwise probably wouldn't be getting bikes under their Christmas trees.
And you don't have to assemble it. We have a whole crew of people doing that. Tons of volunteers assembling the bikes this weekend.
And if you can't bring a bike, feel free to bring the toy. Feel free to bring some money because the Marines are there too collecting that as well.
Okay, and this weekend, it looks like tomorrow's going to be the day to come out and see us. Breezy, colder, 42 for the high because today's a high of 51. And then Sunday and Monday, it's still a crapshoot. We may see some snow. We may not. It may just be rain. We'll know more as the weekend goes on.
Shawn Mendes on Y98. Also, don't forget, we've got a few guests coming today. Matt Iceman, he's at the Funny Bone this weekend with me. We had a great show last night. Whole lot of fun. He'll be here in the 9 o'clock hour.
Host of American Ninja Warrior, if you're not familiar with his comedy.
American Ninja Warrior and his new show, Live Rescue, which is a spinoff of Live PD.
Oh really?
That's right.
He's hosting, and he was telling me that one of the cities that they follow... right here in St. Louis. So while he's in town, I think today he's doing a ride-along with some of the law enforcement.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Should be a big deal, so hopefully he'll talk about that. And then our good pal Tom Schmidt from Salt and Smoke is in. He's going to bring us some food and talk about the new Salt and Smoke opening up at Ballpark Village next year. So that's in the 9 o'clock hour, so hang out all day.
Okay, weird story, and it has to do with, I guess, a little mix of like science and health and... it makes me think of the woman recently in the news who can smell Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that woman?
Mm-hmm. Was it Alzheimer's or Parkinson's?
Parkinson's. One of those.
But then maybe I think there was a few different things she could smell.
It was something where her husband ended up coming down with the disease, but she started smelling this odd smell back when he was way younger, before he exhibited any symptoms. We're talking decades before. And then one day she stepped into a nursing home or something like that and was overcome with the smell. And there were all sorts of older people who all had the same disease. Then there's this. There's a guy in Uganda whose name is Joe. And he apparently... has some pretty solid gas.
When you say gas,
I mean flatulence.
Got it. All right. We know, Kevin. Thank you. It's unnecessary.
Audio.
And it looks uncomfortable when you bend over like that.
But his gas kills mosquitoes. And they know this because no one in his village has ever contracted malaria because within a 6 mile radius of Joe, it's a mosquito free zone.
Six mile radius.
What? Joe is potent. What the what?
Couldn't there be another source other than Joe? Aren't there other things that go on in that village?
They don't know, but there's an insect repellent company that has reached out to him. They want to hire him and study him to, study his gas and figure out why it's so effective. He said, it's not anything about his diet. He eats ordinary food. He eats the same food as everybody else in the village. He just maybe processes it differently.
It's not him. It's something else going on in there.
You don't think so?
I don't understand.
I totally believe this. Okay, you've got this.
They haven't studied it yet.
The woman who smells disease. You have the people who like bump their head and wake up and can speak another language that they've never studied in their lives, which I'm still keeping my fingers crossed. Happens to me.
That's all fine, but why they? I don't know that they
can. It's a six mile radius.
I
mean,
insane.
If Joe moves and there's no mosquitoes, then we'll know it's Joe.
Yeah, that's a great. That's a great call. Joe down on the beach in Florida or something, and see how it goes down there.
See if he like wipes out Zika.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. But I will say, I don't know, Kevin. I don't know anyone in this office that's gotten malaria. And that's on you. And you can take credit for that.
Things you need to know about today in just a few minutes. But Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Yeah, may need to know HR's extension.
Shade and Trampoline on Y98 as we are excited for the weekend to start. We're going to kick off the winning around 7:50 this morning with the Cardinals Friday pack. We've been doing the Cardinals holiday packs all week long, so make sure to set a timer for that one. But these are the things you need to know for Friday, December 13th. Blues started their four-game homestand last night against the Vegas Golden Knights and won 4-2. Mm-hmm. They looked great. They play against the Blackhawks tomorrow night at 7, which isn't really a rivalry anymore because Blackhawks not looking so good.
Yeah, but until last night, we weren't either for a whole series. It's good they pulled it together.
Did that win put us back in the first place? Is that right?
I believe
In the Central Division?
Yep, leading Colorado by 1 point.
Okay. Oh, wow. They must have lost.
The Blues teamed up with St. Louis Children's Hospital. They made a behind-the-scenes documentary about Layla Anderson's journey. Mm-hmm. We all know one side, but Layla and her family say, you know, you haven't seen the real full story. And that, Layla, the next season, premieres tomorrow night on Fox Sports Midwest at 6, and then they're going to run it throughout the weekend and a few more times before the end of the year.
Cool.
So I know a lot of people are, it's like a half an hour, and I think my kids talk about Layla all the time like she's the biggest celebrity.
Yeah.
Well, they just love her.
Kind of is. And they've been profiling her a little bit on NBC Nightly News where they've talked about her journey and they've talked about the movie and they've talked about what's upcoming. And it's really interesting to kind of see that. It's cool to see that it's national news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After a 14-hour debate yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee delayed their vote on the two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. They were supposed to vote yesterday. They postponed it until this morning, and they reconvene around 10 today. And
was that 14 hours of TV coverage?
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Wow.
I only watched 13, so I'm not sure. And then, what's the deal with this snow? Everybody wants to know, and I'm sure people are already making their French toast run for bread and milk and eggs, but we're going to watch it because they're saying the storm's going to go across the Midwest. We may miss it because we're in that weird spot where people above us get tons of snow, get hammered with snow, mm-hmm. and we end up getting some rain, or we may not see anything at all. But they're looking at Sunday afternoon into early Monday. And if we do get snow, it's going to kind of be a mess.
Oh, real bad?
Yeah, like 3 to 4 inches, which, you know, for St. Louis, that's like 3 to 4 feet in cities that are used to snow.
Mm-hmm. It depends. Oh. Now, I just saw a forecast here that has 3 to 5 inches north of St. Louis. St. Louis is kind of city proper is on the border of 1 to 3 inches and freezing rain and sleet. So
we'll see.
I'd rather get the snow.
I would too.
Yeah.
And then down to the south. And when I say south, talking like down toward Farmington and that, even a little bit north of there, we're looking at just rain. But again, we're, what, 60 hours out?
48 hours out. I know. Kevin's hoping for snow because he wants to call in Snowden on Monday morning.
Are you taking Monday off anyway,
Kevin? No, I'm not this Monday? I'm taking next Friday off. Pending approval. So once that gets approved,
but I say move it to Monday if you, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be in the same boat. Like if they're starting their holiday break late next week, they may just move it to Monday because it's not worth it.
Yeah, we had that weird like thing in October. Was that right? Or was that early November where we had a Monday right at rush hour towards the middle of the day?
Oh, yeah.
It was really a mess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some people got out early and some people didn't, and then they were stuck for hours and hours like we had last year. So we're one of those cities where it's like we've been fooled too many times that people don't trust it. And I still don't trust it either.
I wouldn't worry about it till Sunday morning. That's when I think you're going to get the most accurate forecast. Friday morning, anything can happen at this point.
And we'll be on the air Sunday from 10 until 3 out at Bikes for Tykes at Gravois Bluff, so we'll keep you posted. Lance Hildebrand, though, now with a look at the roads.
We're still slow. Northbound on 55. That will start to clog. Bonafide or bogus?
Thanks, Al. Bonafide or bogus with me, Tim Convy. Here's the deal. I'm going to make a statement. You guys are going to guess whether it is bonafide true or bogus false. Sound good?
Yeah.
You may be aware it is, in fact, Friday the 13th today, so that is our topic.
Ooh. Triskaidekaphobia.
Here we go. Bonafide or bogus? We can go a full calendar year without a Friday the 13th.
Oh, I think that's bogus.
I'm going to say bona fide.
I'm going to agree with Jen. Bogus.
Lance got it. It is bona fide. It is possible to go as many as 14 months without a Friday the 13th. Huh. Also, there cannot be more than 3 in any given year. Easy way to find out if a month will have one. If the month begins on a Sunday, you're guaranteed to have a Friday the 13th.
Oh.
2018, 2019, and 2020, each year will have 2.
Got it.
And Lance, you said the fear of 13 is called?
Triskaidekaphobia.
Bogus.
Bonafide or bogus. The fear of Friday the 13th is called frigatriskaidekaphobia.
Frigga.
I'm saying.
Bogus.
That's frigga bogus.
I'm going to say bonafide.
Lance got it again. It is bonafide.
Bonafide.
It comes from the word frig, which is the Norse goddess that Friday was named after in English.
Huh.
It was her son Loki who, it's a long story. All right.
I counted right. That's a 9-syllable word. I love that.
Frigga, triska, deca, phobia.
And that's friggin' awesome.
It is.
Bonafide or bogus, Alfred Hitchcock's birthday was Friday the 13th.
Bonafide.
Oh, how cool would that be? Bonafide.
Bogus.
Ah.
Bogus.
It was a Sunday in 1899.
Oh, but it was still
on the 13th?
Oh.
Well,
I guess it doesn't matter if it's still the 13th.
Yeah. Actually, it might have been a 14th.
The point is, but it's a rumor. People say that. It's
part of his lore, but not the real deal. Bonafide or bogus, a town in Indiana for decades and decades had a law where you had to put bells on every black cat in town to ward off bad luck.
Bonafide.
Yeah, it is bonafide. It's a little weird for me to have made up. It is bonafide, and it's in French Lick, Indiana, hometown of
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Huh.
And French Lick Resort.
French Lick Resort, where I think it's like one of the most pet-friendly hotels in the United States. That might be bogus. I might be making it up, but there's one where like lots of dogs go.
If you got a black cat for that resort, bring a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday the 12th, people are like, oh, we find her somewhere. We got to get a bell around her neck.
Yeah.
Two more. Bonafide or bogus? In Italy, people fear Friday the 17th.
In Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Bogus.
Bonafide.
That's a bonafide.
It is a bonafide.
Bonafide. Yeah.
They're afraid of the number 17 there, which is, there's all kinds of things with the Roman numerals that then translates to these weird phrases. It translates to I have lived. It has all kinds of stuff to do with the Bible and stuff, but they hate 17, so their big thing is Friday the 17th. A lot of them will not go to work on that date. And the Italian airline, Atalanta, doesn't put a row 17 on its planes.
Really? See, I think they
Or 13.
I think they'd be more afraid of March 15th because that's the Ides of March, and that's when Julius Caesar.
That was only bad for one guy.
Well.
And finally, bona fide or bogus, five presidents were a part of a club to improve the number 13's reputation.
Bona fide.
Bogus.
Bona fide.
It is bona fide.
Bona fide?
Yep. This guy, Captain William Fowler, he had fought in 13 Civil War battles. He started a club in 1882 that spat in the face of superstition. Members would meet on the 13th of the month, at 13 past the hour and sit 13 at a table just to show, hey, that it's not a bad thing. They sought to disprove the myth and all others along with it. They would open umbrellas inside. They would break glass to try to... everything they could do.
Sounds like a fun club.
To kind of, yeah, exactly. And there were, in fact, five U.S. presidents a part of the club.
Emerson, have you brought your umbrella today? Let's open them.
And guess what? They all died.
No, well, eventually, yeah, they all are right. Dead. That's a good point. Be careful out there.
Bona fide or bogus.
Entertainment Schmig in about 6 minutes. One of the most legendary artists has a secret Christmas album that he only pulls out once a year for his family. No one else has heard it. And we'll talk about the Christmassy movies that aren't really Christmas movies.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in December and get January for free.
Listen, you guys, I almost called in sick to work so I could just watch this over and over and over again. It's like an early Christmas present for Office fans. They finally released the full version of Michael Scott's 24-minute movie, Threat Level Midnight.
I got a delivery for you. Leave it at reception. I'm supposed to deliver this one in person. Clean up on aisle 5.
Michael Scarn. Michael Scarn and a little Billy Joel. It's available online. It's also available at Y98.com.
Oh, man, it looks hilarious. I guess they filmed it. I guess they did it years ago. And this never released it? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I always wanted a full one. And, you know, the best part is as they're, like, Michael's out of the office and they're reading through the script that they found and he had changed everyone's names, except he forgot to change Dwight.
Yeah.
It was a character and then all of a sudden it was Dwight. So great. Christmas movie or not? There are some movies that we watch every Christmas because it gets you in the holiday spirit. We talked about Gremlins yesterday. We talked about Die Hard. They both make this list of Christmassy movies that might not be Christmas movies. Die Hard was number 10. Gremlins was number 5. Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman is number 4. That is, what, the scene with all the naked people?
Whoa. Yeah, why is that Christmassy?
I don't know.
That soundtrack's one of my favorite Christmas albums. Just the two notes on the piano over and over.
Chronicles of Narnia came in 3rd. Trading Places 2nd. And Bridget Jones's Diary, 1.
Hmm. I don't know.
We got a shout out with Meet Me in St. Louis at 9.
Yeah.
This blew my mind this morning. There's sort of an argument on the morning show because this is one of my, you know, it's at the top of my Christmas playlist. The playlist that I have put together of favorite Christmas songs is actually the title of this song by Paul McCartney.
Well, okay, one more time.
Simply.
There you go.
a wonderful Christmas time.
Tim tried to sabotage it because he
a wonderful Christmas time.
He's physically repulsed by this song.
No,
it's, what did you say last week about this?
It's not his best work.
Yeah, it's just it's lazy. I mean, Paul notably would sit down and be like, "I'm going to write a swimming pool." Like he would just and on that one he mailed it in. It's fine.
Paul McCartney said in a recent interview that years and years ago, he went into a studio and recorded an entire Christmas album that has never come out. He has the demo tape,
oh, wow,
which he takes out every Christmas and plays only for his family.
But you know what? This speaks to the power of fame, because if this were like your cousin Earl and he recorded some Christmas songs and he trotted it out every Christmas, said, "Hey, everybody, time to listen to my Christmas album," you're like, "Oh, boy."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, because on occasion, I break out some of the ones I've written in the past and we play. The Christmas Bruise, by the way, still a classic.
I rest my case.
But not suitable for air.
Yeah, you're not allowed to play that anymore. People
also,
complain.
Cousin Earl plays clarinet, and you can only listen to so much.
He's more of an oboist,
yeah,
let's
fine.
Be honest.
What year did he do this, did we think? Because that depends heavily. And I'll be honest,
true,
if that, simply having a wonderful Christmas time is the one he decided to put out, I can't imagine how bad
good
the rest
point
of it is. And he's my number one guy,
yeah,
so.
Oh, Grandpa Paul, we have to listen to this again?
I'd love to hear it.
It's expected to lead the box office with $40 to $50 million this weekend. Jumanji, The Next Level. The Rock, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Nick Jonas is back, and Karen Gillian. Danny DeVito is in this one. Awkwafina's a new character. And Danny Glover!
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was hesitant to watch the remake because I love the old Jumanji,
right,
and
but the remake,
played that one for my
so
kids.
So good.
But after, like, I've seen both of them, and the remake is so good.
Jack Black.
Jack Black is
phenomenal.
So great.
Not I mean, they're all really good.
Oh, but Jack Black, like, was so great. Also coming out this weekend, Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
I can't
supposed
wait
to be his best work.
Can't wait.
The movie Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood and starring Sam Rockwell, Kathy Bates, John Hamm, Olivia Wilde. We'll get to Olivia Wilde's character in just a second. But also coming out, Bombshell, with the trifecta of mm-hmm awesomeness that is Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie, and Charlize Theron, who, I mean, looks exactly like Megyn Kelly.
I'm really excited for that one,
yeah,
too.
Man, that's a lot of good movies this
mm-hmm
weekend.
I know. And Olivia Wilde, so there's some controversy about her character in the movie. It suggests she's a journalist, Kathy Scruggs, and it suggests that she had relations with an FBI source for information. She said that wasn't her intention to, like, suggest that in playing the character, and she doesn't know about the creative decisions that the filmmakers made, but we can't ask the real Kathy because she, sadly, died in 2001.
Oh.
But apparently some people are saying some sort of historical, if not inaccuracies, like liberties have been taken to make the story a little bit more. I mean, how do you need to make that story more
right
interesting other than this guy, Richard Jewell, who people accused of being the bomber at the Atlanta Olympics?
I mean, a journalist sleeping with somebody for tips makes everything more interesting. So
yeah, right. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40. By the way, if you've been paying attention to Schmig all week, Schmig Schmackdown coming in about an hour, and you are playing
the most exciting.
With Lizzo, you can see her in Las Vegas New Year's Eve. It's part of our radio.com national contest. Go to y98.com and you can sign up to win airfare, hotel, tickets, and meet and greet passes for Lizzo on December 31st. Also, all next week, we're doing a New Year's Eve at BPV. Ballpark Village is having a big New Year's Eve party, and we're going to be giving away pairs of tickets to that all next week. Let's talk holidays. There's a little holiday sweet spot. A guy in Virginia, they had trouble making ends meet when he was growing up. And since then, he's done pretty well for himself. And on Saturday, Adam Armstrong went back to his old neighborhood and handed out $12,000 worth of Christmas presents.
Wow.
Including a bunch of bikes. He rode around in a giant truck that was filled with bikes and like 1,000 toys and handed out presents to every kid who lived there.
Wow.
The guy who managed the property said he called Adam Oprah for the kids. He was like, Adam was walking around like, you get a bike and you get a bike and you get a bike. And after he passed out all the gifts at his old housing complex, he drove to other low-income areas around town and handed out even more.
Wow. Nice. Good for him.
I know. He came up with the idea just a few weeks ago, but he said it was totally worth it. Like, money well spent watching all the kids' faces.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's truly the true meaning of Christmas. It's all about giving. It's not about receiving, and that's awesome that he gave back to his old neighborhood.
Right, and that's why we do Bikes for Tykes, too, and so many people drop off bikes, and you don't get to see the expressions on the kids' faces, but you know, just know, based on this story, how much he appreciates it.
A little more Christmas. We've talked a bunch about the trees. Jen got a real tree this year after several years of the fake ones. And
like a decade. A decade with the fake ones.
Oh, was it that long?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. In New York City, getting a tree is a little bit trickier. And I think we've talked about this before on the show. There's a tree shortage this year because of the economy 10 mm-hmm. years ago. They planted less trees, and now it's catching up with us now. So there's a shortage. Trees are a little bit more expensive. Well, in New York City, at some tree lots, trees can cost as much as $6,500. $6,500, and they're actually selling.
When really? You lived in New York, did you have a real tree in your apartment?
I don't think so. Maybe like a real small one a year or two.
Yeah. Because apartments in a lot of apartments in New York aren't even that big.
Mine right? was enormous.
Really?
No, it was tiny.
Because I was going to say,
you were talking about
like,
your tree.
Yeah. When you looked at it in my apartment, it looked really big. But here's the deal. Those are really, really huge ones. We're talking 20 foot, right? So if you're looking for a 20 foot tree, you're already in your own tax bracket.
The people who are like living along Central Park that have a two-story foyer.
Yeah, they're not picking this thing up themselves either. They're just like, you know, take $10,000 and go find me a tree.
But still, $6,500, like, what did it cost last year when there wasn't a tree shortage?
That's a good question. I don't know. I assume a little bit less, but it does come with some things. 4 decorators come to your house to help you out. 9,000 lights are included, plus ornaments, a custom tree skirt and topper, and free delivery.
Free
delivery.
In that case, let's buy three.
What did your tree cost, if you don't mind me asking?
Our tree was a...
$80?
Like a 7 or 8 footer, maybe. And yeah, around there. It was under $100.
Okay. And how many decorators came to your house with it?
2. Finn and Nora.
The bottom part of the tree looks great.
Oh, fantastic.
KYKY-FM-HD1.
Lots of giveaways this morning on Y98. Around 7:50 this morning, we're giving away our final Cardinals holiday pack. It's the Friday pack. So that's in about 20 minutes. And in just a few minutes, we'll ask you to call in for Schmig Schmackdown, where you can win a 6-pack to the sneak preview of the movie Cats. But let's talk about some tech and some scary security issues with the Ring security cameras. I was just talking about how we bought a Ring doorbell, but we bought the wrong one, so we have to return it. But this story came out a couple days ago, and it is scary for parents. We laugh in the studio because Tim's nephew, or Tim's sister, sends video sometimes from like the baby monitor that she has where your nephew Will's doing funny stuff.
Yeah, he's a character.
He sings a lot.
He likes to sing. He's really into drums wherever he is, whether there's a drum kit involved or not. And he likes to give his parents a little trouble, too. So it's just fun to watch all those things in the camera.
Yeah. And he he's following in his Uncle Tim's footsteps with like being musical. And so we have like a little bit of him singing one day. One of your songs, right?
I want it with whipped cream on it, baby. Give me your love.
Nailed it.
Sounds, I mean, I couldn't tell the difference. Like, when did the Ludo song start? Yeah. And
he's good.
Okay. But this is crazy. So this happened in Mississippi. This 8-year-old hears some noise coming from the monitor that their parents mm-hmm. have in their bedroom. She shares the bedroom with her sisters. So she goes up there, and this guy starts yelling some profane stuff at her. And then she can't figure it out. It's not her dad's voice. Mm-hmm. It's some voice she doesn't recognize. And here's some of the footage.
I'm your best friend. You can do whatever you want right now. You can mess up your room. You can break your TV. You can do whatever you want.
Who is that?
I'm your best friend. I'm Santa Claus.
Mommy!
I'm Santa Claus. Don't you want to be my best friend?
And then you hear, you know, you heard her scream, yeah. Mom, and she runs and gets her mom, and then her mom, you know, freaks out. So her mom works overnight in a hospital.
Just to be clear, so we don't get in trouble, not Santa Claus.
No, not Santa. Obviously not. No, a hacker. She got these initially. She, like, held off because she heard about, you know, people's concerns over these cameras getting hacked. But everybody in her neighborhood had one, so mm-hmm. she's like, okay. She gets one. She works overnight in a hospital. She's like a laboratory scientist or something. So at night, there's like a two-way talk feature where you can, I think, open it up on your phone and see your kids and talk back and forth with them. And she said she liked it because she could wish them a good night and tell them, like, good night, I love you. But this hacker got in somehow, and when reporters reached out to Ring, they said, there have been a couple of reports of hackers, like several hackers getting into the two-way talk function on these security cameras that people use in their, like, especially in their kids' rooms.
And so we assume that that guy not only was talking in there, but could also see on the camera?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, man. Oh.
Yes. So Ring said, customer trust is important to us, and we take the security of our devices seriously.
I mean, is it worth it having one of those things for that reason?
And then they tried to put it on her, saying she didn't set up like some extra security feature that you can have. I think it's called two-way authentication or something, like a two-step process to make sure it's you using it. But still, it's terrifying.
It is. And can they find this hacker?
Good question.
You know, that's the...
Yeah.
Or is that just, you know, unfortunately beyond the reach because she didn't put the extra security in?
I know. So just so you know... Hacker, scary. Santa Claus coming into your house, totally fine.
Totally fine.
But he's not Santa Claus. All right, we're going to kind of be like Santa in just a few minutes and give away that 6-pack of sneak preview passes to the movie Cats, which comes out on Christmas Day. And if you can beat one of the morning show members in pop culture, you can...
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
We play it every Friday. It is time for your Schmig Schmackdown. The prize on the line today, how about 6 tickets to go see Cats at a screening before it even comes out. The movie with Taylor Swift, Idris Elba, and a whole lot of other people comes out December 20th, but the screening is on the 17th. You get to see it before anybody else, and all you got to do is win Schmig Schmackdown. How do you do that? You answer more questions in 60 seconds than someone on the show can in 30 seconds. We've got April on the phone from Mo Fallon. Hi, April. April, come in, April.
Here, Kev, hold on.
Hi, April.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you
hey,
are. Sorry about that. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you do out there in Mo Fallon, April?
I live out here. I'm heading to work.
Oh, fantastic. Where do you work?
I work at Dynaflex in St. Ann.
Love it. It sounds very important, and I respect it. You have chosen... Who would you like to play against today?
I would like to play against him.
Ooh. All right.
I respect that as well. I didn't realize I'd be going up against a Dynoplex employee today. This is a little more challenging than I anticipated.
Fan. Oh, she's a big Ludo fan, too.
Oh, nice. Cool.
She just, did you just hear Tim's nephew singing Whipped Cream?
No, but I love it.
Okay, good. So Tim's going to head out of the studio. April listens every Friday,
luck,
she
April.
Said, and she is familiar with Schmig Schmackdown. 60 seconds, 30 seconds, passing if you don't know the answer. And the clock will start as soon as Kevin finishes the first question.
All right, April, good luck. Here we go. April, which movie, It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, or Home Alone, was recently voted the best Christmas movie of all time?
Ooh, Christmas Story?
Who debuted on TV this week as the temporary host of Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
What fast food company is selling a chicken sandwich ugly Christmas sweater?
Popeye.
What movie again topped the box office over the weekend?
Frozen?
Yesterday was National Ding-a-Ling Day. My Ding-a-Ling was the only number one song for what St. Louis music icon?
Pass.
What CBS reality show recently booted a contestant for inappropriate behavior?
Oh, gosh, pass.
Sadly, Carol Spinney of Sesame Street passed away. Name one of the two Muppets he was behind on the show.
Big Bird.
She was the top-earning musician of 2019.
Bluebell.
Since today is Friday the 13th, true or false, the Olsen twins were born on Friday the 13th.
True.
The wife of John Schnatter filed for divorce. What pizza chain did he found?
Papa John.
All right, we're going to call Tim into the studio. You did pretty well, April.
Thanks.
And we'll see how Tim does with half the time.
All right.
I feel good.
All right, Tim.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank
Here
you.
We go. Tim, which movie, It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, or Home Alone, was recently voted the best Christmas movie of all time?
Christmas Story.
Who debuted on TV this week as the temporary host of Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak.
What fast food company is selling a chicken sandwich ugly Christmas sweater?
Popeyes.
What movie again topped the box office over the weekend?
I don't know. Pass.
Yesterday was National Ding-a-Ling Day. My Ding-a-Ling was the only number one song for what St. Louis music icon?
Charles Berry.
What CBS reality show recently booted a contestant for inappropriate?
Time is up, Charles Berry.
What's the Jeopardy thing? I assume I lost.
No, Wheel of Fortune.
The temporary host of Wheel of Fortune this week?
Vanna White. Oh, you said Pat Sajak, who is the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Weird. I heard Jeopardy for some reason and thought I was being clever.
Okay, so you both got A Christmas Story right.
That's embarrassing.
Neither one of you got Vanna. You got Popeyes right. April got Frozen for
we'll
the
for
movie.
Frozen, yeah.
And
you
got Chuck Berry, but then she got Survivor was the reality show, booting a contestant for inappropriate behavior. Sesame Street, Carol Spinney voiced Oscar the Grouch in Big Bird.
And April got that right.
Taylor Swift, top earning musician of this year.
Unfortunately, she said Lizzo. And then true, the Olsen twins were born on Friday the 13th.
She got that right. And she got John Schnatter being the founder of Papa John's for 6 against Tim's 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that means you get 6 seats to the sneak preview of Cats.
Oh,
that is awesome.
Yeah. Regal Gravois Bluffs Theater, starring James Corden, Idris Elba, Jennifer Hudson, Taylor Swift, and Jason Derulo. Out December 20th, but you get to see it before anybody else with 5 of your friends. Congratulations,
Way to
April.
Go, April.
Nice work, April.
Thank you.
All right, we'll put you on hold. We'll get all your information. Like we said, you're about 10 minutes away from those Cardinals tickets, Cardinals Holiday Pack. Those are on sale for the 2020 season, and we're giving...
Lucky.
Y98 congratulating
Eric Oliphant from St. Peter's, Missouri. He is super, super pumped. He's never won anything. He's been listening to us for years, and he's really, really excited. Also, huge Cardinals fan, he and his wife. So they're going to go see 5 games on Friday night. Yankees, Cubs, and a whole lot more.
Nice. If you want to get your Cardinals holiday pack just in time for the holidays, you can go to cardinals.com. /holiday. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Speaking of the Cardinals, let's do a little sports chatter.
Okay.
Sports chatter!
Major League Baseball has changed their policy. They announced yesterday between MLB and the Players Union that players are going to be tested for opioids and cocaine starting in spring training. They've updated their policy, and Lance was saying they're updating it to so that minor league and major league are on the same page.
Yes, don't quote me because I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on the radio, and I don't fully understand it. As it was explained to me, the major league and minor league baseball policies currently don't line up with each other about what they're screening for. They're different policies.
Got it. And they said marijuana is going to be treated the same as alcohol in the league's policy, and minor league players who are not a part of the Major League Players Union will no longer be suspended for a positive test for marijuana.
Which is like, it's like Christmas for those guys. These minor league baseball players, it's funny because there was some quote from a baseball writer about, you know, all the big questions. The baseball meetings are taking place in San Diego right now where there are all these trading. And the biggest question wasn't, where's Garrett Cole going to end up? It was, when can these minor leaguers start getting stoned? So it's a really big deal for them, again, that it's now treated the same as alcohol. And they're not going to be tested and suspended and have consequences for that.
And I think because Tyler Skaggs from the LA Angels died in July, opioid overdose, they're handling opioids and cocaine and all of these drugs differently now. If a player tests positive, instead of being suspended, they're going to work on some sort of rehab or substance abuse treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll send them to a treatment program instead of just telling them you're suspended for X number of games and not really doing anything to help the problem.
Yep. They've also got a separate thing. You know, they test for like performance enhancing drugs and then the, you know, recreational drugs, I guess you call them. And so that's a separate thing too. So yeah, they updated all their policy and it seems like a good thing.
All right. And then football. We have to talk about the Patriots again. This isn't about them cheating, which I'm pretty sure they're still doing.
If they were cheating, they need to apply that cheating to their place kickers because they've already had four guys as kickers this season.
Yeah.
And there's a potential fifth guy that they just signed, a 29-year-old by the name of Josh Gable. I know that name rings a bell. He has played pro soccer in Italy and Belgium. He's played indoor football for the Nebraska Danger and the Iowa Barnstormers.
Wow.
I've been to a Barnstormers game.
Yeah, it's not the same like Iowa Barnstormers like Kurt Warner played for, but it's a different league.
He stacked shelves at the Hy-V, you know.
Yeah, it's a different league nowadays from when Kurt Warner was an Iowa Barnstormer.
Okay.
But this guy, basically, if he makes it, he'll be the fifth kicker for the Patriots this season. He's 29 years old, and they found him basically for some of the trick kicks that he's done on YouTube.
Yeah, it's crazy. You can catch a couple of those videos online at Y98.com. This guy, it's like, okay, if you're going to trick shot a field goal, this is the guy you want, but I don't know if he's the right choice for a real field goal kicker.
Oh, I would love to see him do that
like,
in games.
Kicked a ball over a building
and hit a pole on the other side. He also kicked an 80-yarder in a YouTube video. So, I mean, you know, if you're considering kicker number 5 of the season, I think you're willing to try just about anything.
Yeah. Time to get creative.
Yeah. And he's like a switch kicker. He can kick with his left foot, too.
I do believe that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Of course the Patriots found this guy.
Yep.
All right, that's sports chatter. Let's cheer ourselves up with some food, right?
Food stuff's coming up in just a little bit. Lots of fun things to get to. I'll tell you the most popular Christmas cookies in every state. You're going to want to pull over and listen to this one. It's 8:05. It's time for the segment with the best aftertaste. It's Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. And check out Tom Schmidt joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Tom from Salt and Smoke. He's going to bring us some food, and it's going to be great.
I'm so excited.
So much to get to. First of all, happy National Ice Cream Day. I know what you're thinking. Why is National Ice Cream Day in December? Don't worry, guys. There's two every year, which is peculiar. The other one is in July. They spread them out. That's how good ice cream is.
Well, you know, I've had some good... There's... Around the holidays, I love a peppermint ice cream.
Yeah.
I love a pumpkin pie... or just like a pumpkin-flavored ice cream.
Cinnamon ice cream's good, too.
Don't say ew. It tastes like frozen peppermint. Pumpkin pie.
People used to make this peppermint ice cream that we'd have every Christmas season, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Somebody's still putting it out, but not like Peebly.
The cinnamon stuff's good, too.
No.
Yeah, cinnamon ice cream's good, too.
Oh, yeah, I've had it. It's good. It's solid.
New study came out. People love ice cream.
Okay. Thanks. Who got paid for that one?
You guys want to hear about these Christmas cookies? I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. We broke down the most popular Christmas cookies in every single state. Do you know what you want to know what they are?
What, like a snickerdoodle, sugar cookie, peanut butter cookie? I like a good peanut butter cookie.
The most popular cookies are peanut butter blossoms. And oddly enough, Jen Myers, that's the most popular one in the state of New York where you're from.
Mm. Oh, okay. What's a peanut butter blossom?
They won 7 states. You don't even know?
A blossom? No.
Peanut butter blossoms.
They're made by Mayim Bialik.
Check it out.
That deserved a ding right there.
Somebody took the bell. The bell was gone. The bell was gone.
Oh, peanut butter blossoms. Oh, those are the ones that have the Hershey's Kiss in the middle.
It's like a sugar cookie.
Oh,
with
yeah.
I didn't realize that was called a blossom, right. But yes, I do love
so
it.
So good.
In Illinois.
What, just the sugar cookie with
country
the icing,
crock cookie?
Right?
Easy Spritz cookies.
I love a Spritz cookie.
Yeah, topped with country crock.
I have a Spritz maker.
What's a Spritz cookie?
I'll show you. It's like a press. You put the dough in the press.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And then they have different, like you can make a Christmas tree or you can make one that looks like a poinsettia. See what they look like?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they taste delicious. They're a lot like sugar cookies.
Here in Missouri, gooey butter cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is fun. You can check it out at Y98.com. This guy was quitting his job at Starbucks. He went in there with a guitar, and this is how he quit.
I know I've got like 10 more shifts to work, but I'm not going to show up to them anyway. And it feels so good to say, this I quit.
I think he was performing that in one of their coffee mugs.
Yeah.
That audio was just so great.
Not the best acoustics in Starbucks. I agree with you, but he got out. So congratulations to him. And then, man, Burger King in Germany doing something crazy. All kinds of fun giveaways. And everybody's trying to latch on to whatever the pop culture moment is at the time. Right now, it's Star Wars. Well, Burger King Germany at least, no official collaboration with Star Wars, but they decided to do their own thing. If you read a spoiler out loud from the new Star Wars, you get a free Whopper.
What?
Whoa.
And at first I was like, what's the incentive? And I guess the deal is they know that people are so excited for Star Wars and people are doing everything they can to avoid spoilers. So it's like, how much do you love a Whopper? Are you willing to have a spoiler? Now, what's funny is they shot a really funny commercial there where they converted the whole restaurant into a Star Wars spoiler restaurant. So even, you know, everything all over the walls is spoilers. When you open a bag of chips, it makes the noise... telling you a spoiler. Like, there's a voice that comes out and does it. They're very careful not to stop on any trademark stuff, right? So they say, may the Whopper be with you. And they don't actually mention Star Wars. In all the spoilers, they refer to the young sword lady, or the hairy roaring creature, or the dead hooded villain.
Huh.
So they're kind of getting after it.
I feel like they're going to lose business because people are going to avoid Burger King.
Yeah, I would think the
so
same thing.
So they don't
thing.
Hear a spoiler.
Germans are weird. You never know. Isn't that right, Lance?
And what does it sound like when they say something?
Tell us a spoiler! Darth Vader is his father.
What? I did not see the movie.
That's foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
Lance is going to use not a German accent, but a sexy accent in about 10 minutes with Looking for Love in the Loo. We're going to go through some dating profiles from St. Louis guys, and we'll tell you whether you should swipe left or right. But first, weather. It looks like today we'll see a high of...
not going back.
Swipe left, swipe right. We give you our thoughts on folks like Tanner, 25.
Tanner.
Tim's already giggling just at the name.
I had a friend with a dog named Tanner.
I was just going to say, it seems like a dog name to me.
Well, there's no proof that a dog didn't type this. I don't know. Tanner's 25 and says, I promise to change shirts. I'm just stuck at work 70 hours a week. Car enthusiast. Facebook comedian, Tim.
Oh, boy.
Phone sales rep. So you like video games? What's the drop rate on those pants, baby?
Whoa. Oh.
Sit, Tanner, sit. Bad dog.
70 hours a week at work. There's your first problem right there. When do you have time to go out?
And he loves video games. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tanner.
Come on, Facebook comedian.
Let's get him a trainer.
It's the worst kind of comedian.
Swipe left.
All right, how about Kenneth, 28? Kenneth is a man of few words. Kenneth says, married, but I'd like to see what's out there.
Oh, left.
Oh, wow.
Hard left.
That's a missed connection.
I also appreciate that he started with it. Because you know there are some creepers on, you know.
And ended with it. That's all he had to say.
Yeah, right. If you're his wife and you find out that he's on there, are you slightly relieved that he said that? Does that make it any better?
Playa. How about Nathan, 26, an executive director? Oh, my. Let's learn how to swing dance together. I enjoy a good craft beer or some good scotch. I like to be outside, make art, and play music. I am mediocre at multiple instruments. Mm. Vinyl enthusiast. I have way too much vinyl. Just kidding, all caps. That's a stupid thing to say. Your music taste is way too important to me. Sorry.
Left!
Yeah.
Dad jokes, dad bod, dad material. Why left?
Oh my God, he checked like so many boxes.
Yeah.
He said he was mediocre at a bunch of things. I'm like, well, because you're doing too many things. Pick the top three.
What's an executive director?
A higher up than director person.
I don't know. Buying it. That's a hard left.
Your brother is an executive producer. Right. Yeah. So
he's in charge of he's the main producer guy. He's above other producers.
So this guy's above other directors.
What's a director?
I don't know. Ask Nathan.
Maybe swipe right.
All right, how about Chris, 32, an electrical engineer. Can't have Christmas without Chris. I've been told I look like Owen from Grey's Anatomy a few too many times.
Who's that?
Which one's Owen? I stopped watching before Owen. Was Owen after Izzy had sex with Denny's ghost? Because
family show, Jen.
Owen Gray. Oh, he's like the Scottish guy.
Oh, that's Kevin McKidd.
So he's a gingy. That's what he's trying to say.
Oh, okay. All
right.
Oh, yeah. He's a... You're into... Kevin's looking at the picture. Okay, Kevin says no.
Not Kevin's type. We're left on that, too.
Let's wrap up then with Will, 25. And Will says he has a job, .. at the company.
I like it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But remember,
compared to everything else we had.
Right.
Quick starts can sometimes go wrong if you say a lot, and there's a lot here. Will is an awkward punk rock lover who's a sucker for smart forward women who can probably kick my butt, says Will. But if you don't want to break my nose, that's okay too. Currently studying political science, so clearly I have a sense of humor. Cats and dogs are great, but birds are better. Video games, anime, sci-fi, board games, model kits, D&D, and all that good stuff is my jam. I'm in an open relationship, just doing my own thing.
Oh,
see, wow. Started good.
Yeah. Yeah, you lost me at birds, though. I was like, nope.
Been looking for you. Looking for love in the loop.
Entertainment Schmig is up in 6 minutes. Some news on Andy Cohen. He's going to have a new show. And we'll also talk about...
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in December and get January for free.
online at Y98.com. Sarah Jessica Parker shared a couple old Sex in the City photos that Sex in the City Instagram fan page posted. One of them from season 6, Carrie trying on a pair of shoes. And another one, season 4, Carrie walking through a club past a shirtless guy. Both times played by Andy Cohen.
They were
friends even back then. They met when he was a producer on the CBS morning show back in the day. And so she was like reflecting on what their friendship has endured and how she never knew they would be such BFFs. Andy Cohen, by the way, is joining Quibi, that short form streaming service where everything's going to be under 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He's starring in a new animated series called The Andy Cohen Diaries. It's said to be the third installment of his books, The Andy Cohen Diaries and Superficial, more adventures from the Andy Cohen Diaries. This is going to be like part 3.
Hmm.
Another St. Louisan in the schmig, Niecy Nash, star of Reno 911. She's really funny. She's in the new Netflix series When They See Us. She and her husband announced in October that they were splitting. She has filed for divorce after 18 years of marriage. He was an electrical engineer. And their wedding was shown on TLC. And they said they still have a lot of love for each other. Present tense, they just realized they're better friends than spouses.
I didn't realize she was from here.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really interesting story, too. With her first husband and how she was like trying to work and raise her kids and break into acting at the same time.
Mm.
If you ever have time to do a deep dive on Niecy Nash's story, it's a good one. Let's talk about all these old shows that are doing live events, All in the Family, another episode, live in front of a studio audience next week. Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei, Ellie Kemper, and Ike Barinholtz all returning as the Bunker family, but they'll be joined by Kevin Bacon, Jesse Eisenberg, and Justina Machado. She was supposed to play Florence, the Jeffersons' maid, on the last live special, but then Marla Gibbs showed up to surprise everybody. And then Good Times, they've announced their cast, Viola Davis, Andre Brower, Tiffany Haddish, and Jay Farrow.
I love it.
Yeah.
I really liked the last one quite a bit. I just thought it was different and cool, and Jimmy Kimmel, I guess, produced the whole thing. But yeah, I'm excited for this one. I think Jay Farrow, I assume, is going to be J.J. Walker, which I think will be just dynamite.
SNL, he was impersonation king. Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, he has his first animated children's book out.
Oh, is that right?
Really? Yeah. And Jimmy Fallon's
done the same thing. What's an animated children's
book? Like a children's book.
Oh, just like
it's something about a duck or something.
Okay.
Everything old is new again. Not only do you have Good Times and All in the Family, but National Lampoon's Vacation is coming back as a series on HBO Max, and it's going to be produced by Rusty. Johnny Galecki is behind this. He played Rusty in Christmas Vacation. It's going to be a half hour called The Griswolds, and it'll follow the family as they live their life in Chicago.
Who's going to be Clark? I mean, that's a...
No casting information yet. But Johnny Galecki, I feel like that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, because he's Johnny Galecki.
I don't know. As opposed to, like...
I mean, anyone who was anywhere near the orbit of Big Bang Theory, you got to assume that they know their way around television.
Okay. Michael Scott on The Office.
Is he involved in Young Sheldon or no? Was he, was it?
I don't think so.
Jim Parsons is.
Yep.
Michael Scott wrote a movie script on The Office for his Michael Scarn, Agent Michael Scarn in Threat Level Midnight. They finally released a full version online. It's 25 minutes. We're thinking that it was meant to be an Office episode and it just never made it to air. But full episode. Go watch that. Happy early holiday for you. Love Actually, one of my favorite holiday films. Lance is too. And Hugh Grant's crabbing about his famous scene in Love Actually, where as the prime minister, he does the dance to the Pointer Sisters. He said that the day they were, he kept putting off rehearsing, and he didn't want to do it. Most watched music videos of the decade on YouTube. We're going to do the top five. You can take a little guess here, okay? Starting with number five, it was a one-hit wonder, and it just overtook everything. Thank God it's not number one on the decade list.
Open Gangnam Style. Yeah.
Gangnam Style. Sorry, Psy. I think he thought he was going to be a two-hit wonder at least, and he wasn't. Up next.
Do you remember the first time you saw that video?
I was like, really? This isn't going to be anything.
I just thought it was just some random thing on the internet that someone, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any idea that it would become the cultural phenomenal touchstone that it did. Yeah.
Number four, everyone attributes it to Bruno Mars, but actually it was a Mark Ronson song, Uptown Funk.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
Ooh, that's my favorite version, the traffic bed mix.
Yeah, I agree. Ronson was at his best.
It's a 198 exclusive.
Wiz Khalifa, See You Again came in at number three. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, number two. And number one, so many of these were like made famous by somebody else. Like Charlie Puth was on Wiz Khalifa's song. Bruno Mars was on Mark Ronson's song. And I think this song was already big, but it was made bigger when they remixed it with The Biebs.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo.
That's Entertainment Schmig. By the way, movies...
I don't know if it's the accent. I can't understand a word he says in that song.
In the 640 Schmig, we talked about Jumanji, Uncut Gems, Richard Jewell, and Bombshell, all the movies coming out this weekend. You can hear more about that in podcast form on our website, y98.com. Radio.com app and wherever you download your podcasts. But Lance Hildebrand right now with a look at traffic.
Well, we're coming up on the 2-hour mark now. We're about an hour and 45 minutes into dealing with this crash.
In the day, celebrity birthdays. There's a lot to go over today. Okay, let's start with Phil Collins. 34 years ago, this is not a birthday, he made his acting debut on an episode of Miami Vice.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. He was a game show host, Life is a Rat Race, if I remember it correctly. Because I remember watching that because I remember like, oh my gosh, he's going to have Phil Collins. That was the coolest thing about Miami Vice. They had all those guys from music videos on that show.
This is a big day for my husband. I'm surprised he didn't take the day off work. 34 years ago today, Clue the movie came out.
Oh, wow.
Three different endings. Ryan Reynolds remaking it with Jason Bateman. My husband's very excited. Christmas came a little early for him this year. 23 years ago, still solid, still on people's lists, Jerry Maguire came out.
Oh, man. Yep. It's in there. It's up there for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe top five.
Yeah. And sadly, 3 years ago, Alan Thicke, Mr. Seaver from Growing Pains, Dr. Seaver, died of a heart attack at the age of 69. Mm. He had just come off of the ice playing like a celebrity hockey game.
Yeah.
All right.
Now remember that? All the Hollywood psychic guy was, they talked to him or I don't know. There was a lot. There was a lot going on. It really affected me.
Okay, celebrity birthdays. As you know, it's Taylor Swift's birthday. She turns 30, which we already talked about this morning. Rolling Stone ranked all of her songs, all 153, and dead last, they say the worst song, worse than her version of Santa Baby, which, if you didn't like that song already, no offense, Taylor. Bad Blood, they say, is her worst song ever.
Really? I disagree.
I think Rolling Stone just wanted me to click on it to see, you know, the rest of the list. And it worked. Mm. You win. You win, Rolling Stone. Sharing a birthday and year with Taylor is Katherine Schwarzenegger. She's 30. How old is, it looks like, Katie Holmes' former boyfriend, secret boyfriend, Jamie Foxx? Mm.
53.
I like that. Dare I say 52.
Yep, you got it. All right, this one's for Lance.
Mm?
From the time.
Mo Day?
Yep, Morris Day. Jungle Love.
Morris Day.
Morris Day and the Time. Were they in the Purple Rain movie?
Oh, yeah.
With
oh,
Prince?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Big role in that. Let's see.
They played at Ballpark Village not too long ago.
Do a little bit of math. I'm going to say Morris Day somewhere about 62.
Yeah.
Am Nailed right? it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Say I'm going to show ya. Jungle Love. And finally, let's play a little Dead or Alive for all you St. Louis Trivia Night fans.
What? I thought you meant the band.
Nope.
I thought we were going to hear You Spin Me Around, Round, Baby.
I thought we were going to hear Bon Jovi's Dead or Alive.
That too.
Nope. No, for some of the older birthdays, you're going to have to guess if they're dead or alive.
Okay.
He played Captain Von Trapp.
Alive.
Yeah.
In The Sound
alive.
Of Music. Christopher Plummer.
Gosh, what is he now?
He's 90.
Wow.
And Dick Van Dyke.
Alive.
Alive. 94?
He's 94, Kevin.
Wow.
Bert, not only in Mary Poppins, but he also stars in Mary Poppins Returns, spoiler alert, as the chairman of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Happy but his best work was in Diagnosis Murder.
Happy birthday if you're celebrating.
Imagine Dragons on Y98. Real busy day, real busy weekend. We'll start with this, the $10,000 shopping spree. We're going to find out who won the thing today in just a few hours. If you're not yet qualified, don't worry. You can come to West County Center starting at like 10 o'clock up until 2. We're getting people qualified. So go in there, look for Y98, look for the broadcast, and we will get you hooked up. Again, a whole 10 people still get qualified, and you got a shot at winning the $10,000 shopping spree. We're going to find it all out today. And don't forget, all weekend. It starts at 3. It goes till Sunday at 3. We'll be out at Gravois Bluff. So it'll be our station, KZK, Now, KMOX. Everyone's going to be out there. Come bring bikes, bring toys, bring money. All your donations will be out there with the Marines collecting money for bikes, for toys for tots, and bikes for tykes. So be sure to join us. Also coming up in just a little bit, two guests at once. We've got Matt Iceman. You know him from American Ninja Warrior and Live Rescue, the new show on A&E. He'll be joining us. He's at the Funny Bone all weekend with me. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. So get ready for that. And, I mean, you got to eat, right, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely.
Tom Schmidt, our pal from Salt and Smoke, will be here, hopefully with some barbecue.
Tom's going to get to hear Kevin's food groans in person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that might make him uncomfortable. I'd appreciate it if you'd kind of keep those to yourself.
I'll try to contain myself.
That's all coming up in a little bit, so don't go anywhere.
Mornings on Y98 is brought to you by Midwest Clearance Center, the furniture and mattress store your friends told you about.
Our days. We may see some snow starting Sunday afternoon. We may see rain. We may see nothing. But around the freezing mark both days. And if we do see any snow, they're saying accumulation in the city itself between 1 and 3 inches. And then north, like Kevinland, Kevinville, 3 to 5 inches.
Great. It'll be fun driving in on Monday.
We can handle it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Matt Iceman is in the studio feeding himself with a whole bunch of Salt and Smoke. What do you think?
Oh, my God.
Delicious,
this
right?
is like taking little bites of heaven. Mm-hmm. Like a fatty, delicious barbecue sauced heaven. This is incredible, Tom.
Yeah, take the mic.
Tom Schmidt from Salt and Smoke is joining us. There's so much to cover, and we only have a little bit of time. But hi, welcome. How are you? Nice to see you.
Oh, hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Thanks for having me.
Well.
Congrats on the announcement that Salt and Smoke is coming to Ballpark Village next year.
Salt and Smoke's coming to Ballpark Village?
I know. I knew there was somebody I forgot to tell. Yeah. It turns out it was you.
Cool. All right.
How excited are you now that you know?
We're really excited. What a dream come true to be right next door to the Cardinals and partnered with them. And, you know, St. Louis is all about baseball, and I think St. Louis is also all about barbecue and just kind of makes sense.
I got to be honest. I think the Cardinals are going to be in trouble because their players are going to be enormous because they're going to be eating Salt and Smoke every day. This is the best barbecue I've ever had.
Thank you very much.
It is spectacular.
He already has Cardinal. Adam Wainwright's in there fairly often. I mean, he already has Cardinals in there. And, I mean, they did pretty well this year. So it could be a good thing.
Yeah. I can't on the record take full credit. But, you know,
It speaks for itself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about holidays, too.
Because, holidays, yeah.
Not Matt Holiday.
Not Matt Holiday.
But
Matt Roy Holiday.
But people can still order, like, catering from Salt and Smoke.
Absolutely. We cater everything. Office parties, if you have that going on, or Christmas parties. If you have 30 people coming on over for a Friday for your standard party, why don't you call us? We have staff that can come and
why
work it for you.
Why would you cook when you can
right.
order
this? You don't have to cook.
And this is so good. Iceman gets it.
I do it for myself when I have parties. You know, we bring staff so then I can entertain my guests and not worry about refilling stuff and cleaning and doing all that stuff. And you wake up the next day and it's all clean and you can move on with your life.
Yeah.
I mean, we make it easy. Hassle-free catering at Salt and Smoke.
Also, this time of year, speaking of hassle-free, gift certificates. You can get Salt and Smoke gift certificates at the shops, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go in store to any of the stores, any $50 gift certificate, you get a $10 gift certificate for yourself. And, you know, the multiples of that.
Well, I would say, I feel like you got to go in, though, because you were talking about you guys got an awesome collection of whiskeys, which I'm really getting into.
Yeah, it really helps take the edge off your holiday plan. You know? We're trying to do a public service for people.
Get along with your family. Whiskey and barbecue.
Yeah, that's right.
So good. And Central West End coming real soon, but we don't know when yet.
It's really close.
Really close.
Yeah, one-yard line type stuff.
Where is it in the Central West End?
It's at the corner of Euclid and McPherson. It was Duff's for 25 years, if you know that spot.
Yes.
This beautiful 130-year-old building, amazing structure and character to it, and then we're turning into Salt and Smoke. So
nice.
Make it even better.
But is this Aaron Copland playing underneath us, by the way? What good soundtrack, Kim. I just picture Sam Elliott. Salt and Smoke.
Yeah, right. Come on out, behold. It's barbecue-ish,
sauntering,
right?
Sauntering on the range of the horse.
Central West End coming real soon. Ballpark Village coming next year. And then obviously you got the Del Mar Loop, you got Southampton neighborhood, and you got the newest one in St. Charles, which is going great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
People love it. Get in there. Holidays, catering, all that. Get gift certificates and Salt and Smoke gear. The hoodies, the hats, you can get all that as well.
That's right. We're mainly just a gear operation. The barbecue is a side note.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What is your shirt? Oh, hey. Is that a cow saying, oh, hey?
Yeah. Oh, hey. I'm just a cow.
Go check out all that stuff. Thank you to Tom from Salt and Smoke for being here and Matt Iceman so much for hanging out with us.
I'm going to take a second plate on the way out.
No, you should. I know. I hope you make it to stage tonight.
Roll me up there, Tim.
Yeah, I'll have another 30 minutes ready to go just in case. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's been a long week. We really appreciate the support. So thank you for being here. Thanks to these two for being here. We'll be back on Monday morning at 5:30. Hope to see some of you down at West County Center. And next week will be
New Year's Eve. We're giving away New Year's Eve passes to the party at Ballpark Village, where Salt and Smoke will soon be next to. And then $50 in scratchers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.